Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Lord's table.
Amen.
While we're all together here in the corporate table, we thought we'd have some fellowship on the Lord's table.
Amen.
We'll read Revelation 1:10 to you all. I was in spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
And I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord's Day. Hallelujah for the Lord's Day.
Amen.
The Lord's Day is actually this day.
Amen.
This day is not Sunday.
No.
This day is the Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day.
This is the day that the Lord resurrected.
Amen.
From the death and came up, and it's a day of resurrection.
Amen.
The first day of the week. Also, it's the eighth day of the week.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A new day.
Amen.
We have a new day, and this day, the Lord's Day.
Amen.
We have to be clear that this is not Sunday.
No.
Sunday is a day that is a pagan day.
Amen.
We don't care about Sunday.
Amen.
We care for the Lord's Day.
Amen.
Someday when I talk to people, I'll actually say to them, they're not in the church, but I'll say, the Lord's Day. Well, what day is that? Sunday for you. But for me and for us, it's the Lord's Day.
Amen.
Day of resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this day of resurrection. This is the day that we meet for the Lord's table.
Amen.
It's a feast for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for this feast.
Amen.
We sang a song this morning. Hallelujah for this feast.
Amen.
This is a feast where we come to enjoy. We come to enjoy. A feast is for enjoyment, and that's what we do when we come to eat at a feast. You like to enjoy yourself. At the Lord's table also, it's the Lord's Supper. We have the Lord's table, and we have the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
Supper is more like an evening time of rest, right? When we come and we eat a supper, we're not thinking about any more labor. We're thinking about eating and then relaxing. Even after the Lord's Supper, the Apostle John was resting on the Lord's breast. And they asked him a question. The fact that he was resting was a time that this is a time of rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this rest.
Amen.
Right? We come together, we eat this feast, and we actually declare the Lord's death until he comes. Right?
Amen.
But we're here to enjoy the Lord as his person.
Amen.
We come and enjoy the Lord as his person.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the person of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord declared the Lord's Supper and he said, do this until I remembrance of me until I come.
Amen.
We're remembering the Lord. We're remembering his person.
Amen.
That's what we're doing at the Lord's table.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Lord's table.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the feast and the supper.
Amen.
And the person of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we can come together this. And if someone has one of those iPhone things. Oh, I have it right here. I'll read it right here. We'll also read 1 Corinthians 11:20.
Amen.
When therefore you come together in the same place, is it not the Lord's Supper?
Amen.
I could have read this a little earlier, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
We come together and we offer what we've enjoyed of the Lord.
Amen.
We can also offer what we've been prospered throughout the week. The offering box is over there. I won't spend too much time on that. But praise the Lord. As we come together, we want to offer our praises.
Amen.
We want to offer our praises on the Lord himself.
Amen.
We have to be careful what type of praises that we offer. We don't want to stand up and give something that's not on the subject of the Lord himself. We wouldn't want to come up and begin speaking about how you enjoyed a verse in your morning revival that brought you away from sin and your natural person. Those are not the type of offerings that we want to have. We want to have an offering of the Lord himself.
Amen.
In his person. On how he conquered the enemy.
Wow.
On how he brought salvation to us.
Amen.
Even him as the great physician that healed, that heals us and everything. He's the one that does everything for us.
Amen.
He's the one who has ascended, right? Hallelujah. And he made us all one.
Amen.
As we come to this table, we break the bread.
Amen.
We break this bread, which signifies the person of the Lord who was broken on the cross for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the person of the Lord who was offered for our sins.
Amen.
He was broken for us.
Amen.
Another time we'll share about the cup, but right now we'll stay on the Lord's body that was broken for us.
Amen.
We eat this bread, we're identified with him as our offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the one that was offered for us for our sin.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this.
Amen.
We have the bread that just signifies all the grains of wheat that are blended together.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this week about the lion cubs, right? The Lord produced many lion cubs, right? Well, he also was a grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died to produce the one loaf.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the one loaf.
Amen.
We're just like the Lord in resurrection.
Amen.
This resurrection birth, this resurrection life, he released his life and he became the bread for us to eat.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the heavenly bread, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah for this table.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Table that is such a great time for us to come and praise the Lord.
Amen.
On a day of resurrection.
Amen.
Day of resurrection, the Lord's table, the supper, and the feast.
Amen.
Let's remember these things as we come together and declare the Lord. The Lord who is coming back for us. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Lord who's going to return.
Amen.
We have to rejoice in this one who's coming back for all the many grains that he's produced.
Amen.
We are the Lord's increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think I'm finished.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should we be dismissed for our meetings?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All joy, be a prophesying meeting. In the language meeting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, let's come to the outline of week 35 on page 795. I'll read the title with a strong spirit.
Amen.
Jacob prophesying with blessing. Hallelujah for the blessing.
Amen.
Okay, let's read the bold points in the outline. We'll start all together and then we'll just take maybe by section. Anyway, all together on Roman numeral 1.
The prophecy concerning the apostasy with Dan indicates Jacob's concern about the setting up of a divisive center of worship.
Roman 2. How about this section right here?
The prophecy concerning the recovery with Dan indicates not only his victory, but also that he would not enjoy his victory by himself.
Amen.
Oh, he would not enjoy his victory by himself.
Amen.
Roman numeral 3.
Amen.
The prophecy concerning the sufficiency of Asher typifies the enjoyment of Christ as a rich provision of life for fighting and building.
Amen.
This section, Roman 4.
The prophecy concerning the consummation with Naphtali typifies that when we experience Christ in resurrection, we become those who will take the earth by preaching Christ as the gospel of the kingdom to the whole inhabited earth.
Amen.
Roman 5. This section, all together.
Good.
The prophecy concerning the universal blessing of the triune God being with Joseph was due to his being separated from his brothers in the principle of a Nazarite.
Amen.
Roman 6, all together.
The prophecy concerning the dwelling place of the triune God being with Benjamin will ultimately consummate in the New Jerusalem as the mutual dwelling of God and his redeemed for eternity. This is the greatest blessing to God's people.
Amen. And all together on 7.
Genesis 49:1-28 is an abstract of the entire Bible and a summary of the history of God's people as seen in the 12 sons of Jacob, the nation of Israel, and the church. It is also a portrait of the personal history of every believer.
Amen. So, this is a reminder. reminder that these prophecies, or these prophecies with blessing, are for us.
Amen.
They're for us in the church today.
Amen.
How about we read Deuteronomy on day 2, Deuteronomy 33, 20 through 21.
Amen.
And concerning Gad, he said, blessed be he who enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lioness, and tears off the arm, yea, even the top of the head, and he provided the first part for himself, for there the portion of the lawgiver is reserved. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness of Jehovah, and his judgments with Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have to love these prophecies. Yeah. All the way from Reuben to Benjamin.
Amen.
All of them. They're wonderful prophecies.
Amen.
This week, we start with Dad, who, just like last week, we started off with a negative picture here, too. Here we start with apostasy. Dan gained more land. He gained Christ.
Amen.
Which is a good thing. However, he became proud. And in his pride, he brought about apostasy. Basically, a center of division. The one place that God has chosen for his people to gather is in Jerusalem. And yet Dan established a second center of worship in the north of Israel. And not only a place of worship, but also a separate priesthood.
Right.
Not good. No. Lord Jesus. Lord, and the reason that he fell into this apostasy is because he did not care for his brothers.
Right.
So, the way for us to be saved from apostasy and division is what?
Care
is to care for the brothers. Hallelujah. We need to care for the brothers.
Amen.
Then we come to Gad. I love Gad.
Amen.
With Gad, we have recovery.
Amen.
Gad saw the body. I really appreciate that. We all need to see the body.
Amen.
Gad chose a piece of land on the east side of the Jordan. But he was told by Moses, you need to come with the rest of us to fight for the land.
Amen.
And I appreciate Gad's response, because he went, he said, I will not come back to my land until all my brothers have received their portion.
Amen. Amen.
So I just praise the Lord that he saw the body.
Amen.
And we need to see the body in a similar way.
Amen.
We need to have a sense of the body.
Amen.
Even when we're alone, we need to have a sense of the body.
Amen.
The body is everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then we come to Asher.
Amen.
Hallelujah for Asher.
Amen.
His provision is rich.
Mm-hmm.
And he provides royal dainties.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Royal food.
Amen.
King's food.
Amen.
Anybody here who wants to dip their feet in oil, say, praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah, we can dip our feet in oil.
Amen.
Now, on day 3, page 807, in the last paragraph, there is a portion that I would like to read. Do you have the boldness to say that you have this security and sufficiency? Or would you say that this morning, your wife, or your husband, or your boss, or your children, or your puppy, or whatever, gave you a bad time, and that you barely endured it? Is that what you say? Brother Lee goes on to say, you need to be able to say,
amen.
This morning, my so-and-so gave me a difficult time.
Amen.
But praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I walked in deep oil.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen.
You know, for years, my own personal experience is a cycle of sin and confession.
Yeah.
Sin.
Confess.
Right. Sin.
Confess.
Amen.
But there comes a time when you just have to say, I need to grow up.
Amen.
I can't live in that cycle anymore. We have to grow up.
Amen.
We have to get past the cycle of sin and confession. We need the Lord's life.
Amen.
We need to walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
To walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
That everything we do and say would be according to the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to grow up.
Amen.
You know, it's not, and in, the Lord does not want a whole bunch of grown-up saints, individual saints. He wants a grown-up church.
Amen.
He doesn't want to come back to marry a teenager.
Right.
He wants to come back to marry a mature bride.
Amen.
We need to grow corporately.
Amen.
Not just individually, but of course, in order to grow corporately, we have to grow individually as well.
Amen.
But then, you have to see the body.
Amen.
Then we come to Naphtali.
Amen.
Naphtali is a hind let loose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let loose your spirit.
Amen.
Release the spirit.
Amen.
We need to be skipping in the mountains.
Amen.
In resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we come to Joseph. A fruitful bough.
Amen.
I just appreciate that nothing can hold back the spreading of the life of Christ.
Amen.
Not a high wall, not anything. Because we're the branches. He's the vine, we're the branches, and we can go over the wall.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can get into gospel ships and sail anywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Benjamin. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf.
Amen.
Don't you want to be a ravenous wolf?
Amen.
Tearing apart the enemy?
Amen.
Doesn't he bother you?
Yeah.
He sure bothers me. Bothered me last night, right? But I just said, Satan, get away!
Amen.
Not only get away, but I'm going to eat you up.
Amen.
I'm going to eat you until there's nothing left.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can be a ravenous wolf.
Amen.
Now you saints need to fill in all the gaps.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we have to mature in life.
Amen.
As our brother says, you know, it's not sin, confess, oh, I've sinned again, Lord, forgive me, I take your precious blood. It's not just all that. But we need to grow.
Amen.
And I need to grow.
Amen.
And I want to become a mature bride for Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to remain a discombobulated teenager. I want to be one that is for Him, that
Amen.
Grows with Him in the body.
Amen.
And so we all have our portions, but we all come to share these portions because the richness that we receive during the week is all filling us. We need to burst.
Amen.
We need a place to burst.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was just considering, you know, this title here says Jacob's prophesying with blessing.
Amen.
And recently, you know, if we go back several messages, we could see that all of Jacob's sons sold Joseph into Egypt. I mean, sold him as a slave eventually into Egypt. And so I was just thinking, you know, if I was Jacob, if you're your natural man, I would be like spanking all these children of Jacob, you know, just to grow up as all of a sudden, right? Because look what they did to Joseph, you know. And I was thinking, they're just terrible. But here it says, Jacob's prophecy with blessing.
Amen.
And I just want to read his blessing to all of these
children.
So he's blessing them. He's
Amen.
Blessed, is he? Then the next day of Asher says, Asher's food will be rich,
Amen.
And he will yield royal dainties.
Amen.
And there's more blessing of, you know, Jacob's children. Then the next day, I'm sorry to take some time, but every one of these is like Naphtali. Naphtali is a hind let loose.
Amen.
He gives beautiful words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one. Sorry. Joseph is a fruitful bough. A fruitful bough by a fountain. His branches run over the wall. And finally with Benjamin, it says, Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he devoured, devouring the prey, and in the evening dividing the spoil. So I was just impressed that Jacob's maturity of life was one who, he was one who just blessed.
Amen.
And then here also he's prophesying with blessing.
Amen.
So even though Jacob's sons were so terrible, you know, selling Joseph into Egypt. But when Jacob's prophesying with blessing, he's prophesying, saying what the Lord is going to make of Naphtali, Asher, Gad, all these ones. So I realize with us, when we look at ourselves, you know, maybe we're in our natural man, we're kind of like Jacob's sons, you know, selling Joseph into Egypt. But the Lord with his blessing, with his divine infusion into us, will eventually make us like, you know, what Jacob prophesied.
Amen.
Joseph is a fruitful bough.
Yeah.
So I was just so impressed and kind of encouraged that Jacob's prophesying with blessing transformed all his sons.
Amen.
And eventually these will all be for the building of God's testimony, God's body.
Amen.
Amen. I'm from San Bernardino today. This is my daughter. So, but I also enjoy the brother share that God is God of blessing.
Amen.
Especially I enjoy the part of Levi. Levi is really terrible disposition. Very cruel and killed the whole town. And so, even such a person, that God has a way and God transformed him. Eventually he received the priesthood. In the priesthood. Even the curse of scattering them around, still that become a blessing because then went through this a couple weeks ago, I don't remember. But anyway, I'm just very impressed about Levi. I think it says through transformation work, a disposition was not only used by God to kill the idol worshiper, but also to slay the sacrifice for offering to God.
Amen.
Our natural position will be useful if three conditions are met: consecration, use it against our natural design, use it in a renewed and transformed way. Eventually, Levi was participating in a priesthood and can have a sweet portion. This be, they can enjoy entering God's presence in intimacy. And this is a sweet portion for Levi. I just enjoy what a God we have.
Amen.
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 Amen. I am really impressed by the progression in the prophecy, you know, beginning from Reuben but all the way to Benjamin, this is, you realize that Jacob was prophesying over all of God's people at that time. So these 12 tribes, they represent the totality of God's people at the time. And so when you get into the content of this blessing, you realize it really covers everything. The first four being sinners, of them becoming being saved to be priests and kings,
Amen.
To enjoy the kingly salvation in Judah,
Amen.
And to be preached everywhere as the gospel,
yes.
and to be enjoyed by as the church life,
Amen.
And then the division that came in Dan, the recovery that came in Gad, and then just the high enjoyment that you have. Did you know? Deep oil!
Amen.
Riches!
Amen.
Satisfaction!
Amen.
To the overflowing blessing that you have
right.
at the end with Joseph. His blessing covers the entire universe, all time and space. And Benjamin is just where God dwells.
Amen.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's just so rich and all-inclusive. But I think what is really touching me the most is there's a very clear progression. And this progression applies to every saint.
Amen.
It means all of us. This progression applies to every church. And it applies to the co-workers. It applies to elders. It applies to serving ones. Right? So there's something very, very crucial in every single stage. And this week, I'm particularly touched by the matter of Dan and the division that came in through Dan and the recovery that came in through Gad. And Brother Ed, when he was giving this message, he dwelt a little bit on this. The shortage of Dan. Dan was a snake. He was a snake. Even after enjoying the victory of Judah, he clearly gained a large portion of Christ. There was a victory there. There was some enjoyment there. Dan enjoyed the Lord. He experienced Christ, and it was somewhat extensive. But eventually what happened was he became satisfied with that. He became content with that. And he became locked in his own self-enjoyment. And eventually that becomes an idol. That pride and that neglect of the view of the body becomes an idol to him. And he sets up for his own convenience, because he was so far to the north, he sets up this divisive worship center and even hires priests. But, of course, this is a very negative view, but we all have to realize that we're all Dan's. We all have the same serpentine nature in ourselves, and that is when we achieve, when we have some kind of enjoyment of the Lord, whether personally or maybe even it could be applied to a local church or even to a region, we may have some victory. We may have some success in our enjoyment and in our work. But if we stop there and become content and are not rescued by the body view, this can be the greatest sin. This can be this is the snake biting the rider on the way and causing the whole horse to stumble, which means we cause, it's so great, the sin under Dan, because it causes a division in the body and hinders the progress of all of God's people.
Okay.
So we all need to really see clearly that there is this serpent in all of us that we need a recovery under Gad.
Amen.
And this is what impressed me the most, like Glenn was sharing in the same. Gad, after enjoying, after gaining his portion of the land, he was helped by Moses to realize, no, it's not enough. You can't just be content with that. What about the rest of your brothers?
Amen.
And Ed was sharing about the rescue, the recovery is through the blending.
Amen.
So the blending, so Gad went with the princes. In Deuteronomy 33, it says he went with the princes. And he fought, and he fought, and he fought until the whole victory was won.
Amen.
He was not content to enjoy his portion of Christ until the victory was gained for the entire body of Christ.
Amen.
And then that's where the real deep oil
comes in.
Amen.
You know, we have to be honest with ourselves. Maybe in recent years, our enjoyment of Christ isn't as deep as it used to be. You know, I have to be honest. I've passed through these periods to where even the smallest little thing just gets you so upset. Something, you know, it doesn't take much. An air conditioner that doesn't work in the car. You know, just the smallest things. And we're upset. We're derailed.
Yeah.
What does that indicate? It just indicates that the oil isn't so deep. So I just feel that, you know, we really need to realize that the deepest enjoyment of Christ, the plenitude of the riches, the satisfaction that Brother Lee is talking about here, is really the enjoyment of Christ in the body.
Amen.
Anyway, my personal prayer is, Lord, open my eyes.
Amen.
Just deal with all these divisive things in my being. Cause me to see anything that would hinder my being just one and fully blended in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And may the Lord have this way in all of us.
Amen.
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 God is our daily and our meek provision of life. He becomes our sufficient sufficiency for us to be content in any situation.
Amen.
The issue of such a rich provision is the enjoyment of absolutely rapid peace, strength, security, and sufficiency.
Amen.
One of the things that we hear is that to the victor belongs the spoils, right? That's a very common saying.
Yeah.
We also have that something that says the victor gets to write the history.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the unique things about the Bible is it exposes the faults of God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all are full of sin.
Yes.
Right? And so you think, well, if the Bible weren't so true, and it was written by Moses, and it was written by man, which is the argument that many people use, if it's written by man, then why is it that they would expose all of God's people, the history of God's people? That's because it wasn't written by man.
Amen.
Rather, it was through man it was written, but really it's God's history.
Amen.
Right? And in the end, what happens is we have the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
Right? Everyone lands up in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Of God's people become His dwelling place.
Amen.
And so when you see all the different little things that happen along the way, I shouldn't say little, they're major things, like your sin, your fall, your divisiveness, your deadness, your lying. It's all major things.
Amen.
But they're just part of how God gets to what He's after.
Amen.
Right? Isn't it wonderful that we can be those, despite all the faults you see of the children of Israel,
Amen.
Which is actually all of our faults,
Amen.
Right? God still gets what He's after.
Amen.
We still get to be included in God's people.
Amen.
We still get to be those that enjoy the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
Until we make it all the way.
Yes.
That's what's so wonderful. It's not. When we read the Bible, it's not just, oh well, all those negative things happen. Well, they're exposed so that we would go on
Amen.
And become God's dwelling place.
Amen.
And I just follow you with the word history.
Yeah.
Is His story.
Amen.
His story is given to us.
Amen.
So that we could go forward and onward with Him.
Amen.
Human saints, yesterday.
Amen.
I promise the brother that I'm going to stand up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. 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 I can see them smiling right now. Because they want me to share what I share with them and the enjoyment for everybody.
Amen.
This morning, when I woke up, I promised the Lord I'm going to stand up. Because we don't want to be, I don't want to be a dad. I want to be a dad.
Amen.
I want to share the portion and for the enjoyment for everybody else.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, we day two together is saints. With God, we see recovery after the apostasy. And then God came to the recovery, the lost victory. That victory is Jesus. God is so happy about God's recovery of the victory that He regards it. God was regarded not only by God, but also also for God. I'm not very good at speaking very large scripture. I don't want to be a political also. When you read what's going on with the government, like the president saying that everybody who came from this country is a stranger. Everybody is a stranger. 13 years ago, 14 years ago, when we came here in the country, we felt strange also because it's a new country, new people. Coming here, I don't even know where north, west, east, but about driving. And I shared this almost all with my small group every Friday, that United States is so big that when we apply here for a work visa, we never know where we're going to end up. We end up here in Los Angeles. And for all places in Los Angeles, when we were traveling, looking for the church, we were pointing out the direction to Anaheim. We live in Tahonga at that time. And going to Anaheim is so far. And where's Anaheim? There's no GPS. You have, a big Thomas guy? Try to find a very great guy. What I'm saying, brothers, is we were surrounded with saints. We never imagined the saints that my wife grew up with as young people back then. We have all those saints around. We have, and we were meeting saints every week, and every month, and every year. My point is, the care was in there. The purpose of it's not accident that we were led up here in LA. In Haskell.
Amen.
So it was God's plan.
Amen.
So and hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, saints, that the caring is there. The caring for each one of us is so important that we're still growing.
Amen.
My portion is an enjoyment to another brother, another saint, and your portion is also enjoyment on my side.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We chose day three, the second paragraph, the bottom half. And then, apostasy, we lost all the blessing and the grace. But in God's victory, the blessing was recovered and the grace was returned. Now, in Asher, we are enjoying the exceedingly blessing, surpassing grace.
Amen.
Apostasy means really, really bad thing. Individualistic and very bad.
Yeah.
It should be one husband, one wife.
Amen.
But not in Dan's life. So after Dan, Gad came along, and he had the oil. He had the oil. The oil is from our head to our toes.
Amen.
How did we get the oil? It's flowing all the time.
Amen.
And how we do individualistic, all of us here sitting in this room, how do we get the oil? By coming to the meeting.
Amen.
By coming to the meeting, we get the oil.
Amen.
And we're shepherded.
Amen.
And we listen to the testimonies.
Amen.
We're shepherded even more.
Amen.
There is where we put our foot in. And Asher put his foot in the oil.
Amen.
So these, in day three, these are the three men I read up on. Dan, Gad, and Asher.
Amen.
If you're in Asher, you will be rich in food.
Amen.
And you will have royal dainties.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 33:25. You will have a rich life. Keep coming to the meeting.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
On day four, we have Naphtali, a hind let loose, He gives beautiful words.
Amen.
Since coming to the Lord's Recovery, how many beautiful words have we all heard, right?
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful words.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I read through the Old Testament, and I came to this portion in Genesis 49, and I said, wow, I have no idea what that's talking about. It just didn't make any. There's a lot of critters in here. You got snakes, you got hinds, you got donkeys. There's everything in there. There's a whole barnyard, but praise the Lord for Brother Lee, right? He dove into this, and he found out what this meant.
Yeah.
And this is an abstract of the history of God's people.
Right.
You start out with sinners,
yeah,
right? Simeon and Levi. There were some really bad guys there.
Yeah.
Why did Joseph keep, did he keep Simeon or Reuben? I forget which one he kept. And he kept him in prison. He was the one that probably wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill Joseph, but one of the others stood up and said, no, no, what profit is it? Let's sell him. And they all went back and said, oh, your son got torn up by a beast, and told Jacob that his favorite son was dead. These guys were bad, bad, really bad. It just let him believe that for years. I don't know how long. It was pretty bad. There was his father, and they did this to him.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord. They came on, and they became transformed.
Amen.
Some of them became priests.
Yeah.
One of them became a king.
Amen.
Right? And then eventually they become the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this marvelous, beautiful words, right?
Amen.
That we could just enjoy.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this. I heard a lot of things today and I just got refreshed, right? I got my feet dipped in oil today.
Amen.
And I can walk in the oil. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord for these beautiful words that are in the Word. And this is really the Word of God, right? I'll just say one more thing. What Brother Milton was sharing, because it really impressed me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Brother Watchman told Brother Witness that this is the high peak of the Apostle Paul. He's like, this is the chapter on marriage. No, I don't like this chapter at all. I really don't like reading it. But in a couple of times in that chapter, the Apostle Paul offered his opinion. Here was one that was so one with God and saturated with God that he was able to offer his opinion, and it became recorded as part of God's Word.
Amen.
Because he was one with God.
Yeah.
This was what Brother Watchman shared with Brother Witness Lee a long time ago, and he saw that this was the high point of the Apostle Paul in his becoming one with God.
Mm.
I never would have seen this.
Yeah.
These beautiful words that
yeah.
we hear in the ministry.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I just have to thank the Lord this whole week how the ministry just opened this prophecy to us, which is so applicable to every one of us. It says that when they see that Genesis 49, one is an abstract of the entire Bible and a summary of the history of God's people.
Amen.
I've seen 12 sons of Jacob, the nation of Israel, and the church. Even we can be Reuben, we can be Levi, we can be Asher, God, all of that. We can experience that. Sometimes I feel like I'm a Reuben, sometimes I feel like a Simeon, sometimes I can feel like an Asher or a Nephtali.
Yeah.
But I enjoy Moses that the last four, Asher, Nephtali, Joseph, and Benjamin. But I feel like there's just so much, so full, so rich, so everything. And, you know, my experience doesn't quite come up to that, you know. So I was sitting where I say, what do I say? But it doesn't matter. I just speak, you know, just stand up and speak whatever we receive.
Amen.
You see, I enjoy that, Nephtali is the hind that moves.
Amen.
He gives beautiful words. Today we have to say beautiful words.
Amen.
Sometimes, like this week, a sister called me. She said, you know, somebody said that I should go to the International Chinese Conference, and she's American or something like that. And she was asking me for my opinion, and I wasn't feeling well. I said, why is she asking me? Ask the Lord. You know? So I was kind of upset. She said, what bothered me? You go and ask the Lord. I don't know. I'm not your boss. And anyway, right after the phone call, I felt so bad. What kind of beautiful word is that? That's a beautiful word. Lord Jesus, I have to call and apologize. But you know, when we're not in the Lord, we're not experiencing and enjoying Christ, that's what comes out.
Yeah.
Serpent, you know, poison, whatever comes out.
Right.
So, but thank the Lord for the church.
Amen.
We come here and we encourage one another. We hear beautiful words. We go home. We practice these beautiful words.
Yes.
So we begin to start singing the whole week to say, touching Jesus is all that really matters.
Amen.
No matter what I feel, doesn't matter if I fail or not, I just want to touch the Lord.
Amen.
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 Touch the Lord.
Amen.
Guys, we all know God, the seventh son of Jacob, the founder of the tribe of God. The Silo City, which contained the Ark of Covenant, also speak the abandonment of belief. I am really impressed by the week 35, day 2, about God nearly crushed the enemy's head, but the world not enjoying his victory, but his himself. But God went to other tribes to fight, battle with, to gain more land.
Amen.
That the tribe might have their share.
Amen.
Usually this represents, like in the New Testament, it signifies to follow God's example. We need to take care of our body corporately. This is to be filled with the corporate sense of body.
Amen.
And to take care of our members of the body.
Amen.
For the accomplishing of God's will.
Amen.
Which is to have the body life. As in Romans 12, exhort you therefore,
Amen.
Brothers, through the concurrent compassion of God, to
Amen.
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
And as in Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your shine before men, so
Amen.
That they may see your good work
Amen.
And glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have oil in which to dip your feet?
Amen.
We do.
Amen.
We have the rich food, the royal dainties,
yes.
and the rich, bountiful oil in which to dip our feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Associate with Joseph. Yeah. All that he went through. Really, really long time. He wound up being a king in control of everything. And he never stopped blessing. I'm sure he didn't bless while he was still in prison until he started to mature. Until the Lord really worked on him. The same with myself. I can associate. And we all need to associate, because that's what the word's about. It's not about somebody else. It's about us.
Amen.
When I first heard of Joseph's forgiving, it was years and years ago. I came to California for different reasons. I didn't have the Lord. I went to that person and forgave them. But I didn't forgive them. I said it with my mouth. The Lord has touched me more and more
Amen.
About the blessings. If it wasn't for the circumstance that brought me here, I wouldn't be here.
Amen.
And that was what Joseph was. He wound up being in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He had to forgive his brothers because the circumstance brought him to that place.
Right. Amen.
And that's every one of us.
Amen.
Whenever we're holding back, not forgiven somebody in our life, we have to remember with Joseph.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for God's economy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we've seen God's economy.
Amen.
You know, I'm so amazed, just like all of you, that with these 12 sons, how it just relates to us, it relates to the whole Bible, right? And how it's all been opened up to us. You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us could have seen this on our own. Right? Even as smart as Ken is. Ken's pretty smart, I can tell. But we could not have seen this on our own. But the Lord has opened it up to us. Right?
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, so you can only go so far without seeing the body of Christ, I think, right? Even You know, it's so wonderful. We're all just a Reuben. We all start off as a Reuben. We have no opportunity even to get to the end, to become the dwelling place of God, right? We're just all full of lust,
yeah.
Right? But that's the picture. That's how we began.
Amen.
But hallelujah, we end up as Benjamin.
Amen.
Right? But there's a long process that goes on. And actually, it starts off quite wonderful, right? I mean, after, you know, even some that are terrible, Levi, right? He was pretty terrible. Judah, he was pretty terrible, but they became priests and kings.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah. We can become priests and kings.
Amen.
Amen. But even there, you only go so far, and then you get to Dan. Right? Dan, he had a good beginning. He gained Christ.
Amen.
But he didn't care for the others.
Amen.
He didn't care for the body. And I think this is the way it is a lot of times, probably all the time, most of the time in Christianity, is because you don't have the vision,
yeah.
Right? You don't see the body, so how do you care for the body?
Amen.
But anyway, we need to care for others, right?
Amen.
We need to go to a higher plane.
Amen.
You know, even when we get up and speak, we don't want to speak for ourselves, right? We want to speak for the body.
Amen.
So anyway, you know, I think that last little section in 7 there, in Roman numeral 7, is just so wonderful to give this wonderful progression.
Amen.
You know, we end up all as Josephs, with all the blessings, but then we end up as Benjamin, as the very dwelling place of God.
Amen. Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we have to praise the Lord for the Lord's mercy and the Lord's grace.
Amen.
We can never be proud, in a sense. Never be proud. Even what we have is so wonderful, we can never be proud.
Amen.
Because what we have, we didn't get it ourselves. We were given it to us from God, right?
Amen.
He chose us. He brought us this way. He opened our eyes.
Amen.
So what do we need to do? We need to feed the people.
Amen.
We need to feed them all the royal dainties.
Amen.
We need to feed them. We need to dip their feet in oil.
Amen.
Right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to follow what Brother Ken shared. You know, last week we looked at this, you know, first six brothers. And the last three, Judah, Zebulun and Issachar, you would think that this week, you know, we won't have any more negative problems.
Mm-hmm.
But with Dan, like what Brother Ken shared, with Dan you have the victory.
Mm-hmm.
But that victory comes in exposure in us. Our self gets exposed. And then, but the thing is, with that exposure comes the recovery. And you know, there's a few brothers who already shared this. I just want to read what in day 2 it says. Dan's failure was that he was individualistic.
Right.
God's success, was that he was corporate.
Amen.
Moving with the brothers.
Amen.
Dan was for himself, but Gad was for all the tribes.
Amen.
Whenever you're concerned only for your own spiritual interests, you are a Dan.
Amen.
But when you forget your own spiritual interests and care for the other brothers, that is care for the body, you are a Gad.
Amen.
And this is what a brother texted me this week. It says, we must care for the body.
Amen.
And move with the body.
Amen.
We must care for the body and move with the body.
Amen.
Are you a Dan or a Gad? Are you taking care of only your locality or of the whole body?
Amen.
As long as you do not care for the body, you are today's Dan. And you have fallen into a form of apostasy.
Amen.
So even caring for your own locality,
yes.
you will become a Dan.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, what an exposure we need to have.
Amen.
Otherwise, we'll just become individualistic, thinking everything is okay. Lord, then how can we experience Asher? How can we experience, you know, Naphtali? And even Joseph with Benjamin.
Amen.
We need to experience this eternal blessing.
Amen.
Every day, currently, we have to enjoy this eternal blessing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You should enjoy this eternal blessing.
Amen.
That's what the last mentioned, that, you know, we have seen history in this 12 tribes and the 12 sons and the blessings of that, of sons of Jacob. You know, before, you know, I just read, you know, them a story, you know, 12 sons of Jacob. But today, we are feeding on the royal dainties. We are feeding on rich food, and we are dipping our food in oil.
Amen.
You see, this the history of these 12 tribes is our history, and it will ultimately consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen.
As the mutual dwelling place of God with His redeemed people.
Amen.
Oh, this is the greatest blessing of us.
Amen.
Eternal blessing that encompasses all of time, but what really touched me was coming back to the basics. An outline speaks of only God is new, speaking of the new heaven and new earth, for eternity we'll enjoy this newness, but only God is new.
Amen.
And to be renewed means to come back to God.
Amen.
And have something of God put into us.
Amen.
So that we are mingled with God and one with God.
Mm.
The secret of receiving God as our blessing of newness is to bring everything to God and let Him get into everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you enjoy this morning?
Amen.
Sometimes when the meeting's a little bit smaller, I feel like we're just, you know, we're around a dinner table,
yeah,
just enjoying, just sharing with each other our enjoyment of the Word.
Yeah.
And each one who spoke this morning, you know, I feel there was there was riches there.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was thinking, how many places would you be able to go to that got into Genesis 49?
Yeah.
Verses 1 through 20,
right,
and receive such riches.
Amen.
From so many different mouths.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
I was just, I'm impressed. Genesis 49, 128, it says in day 6, is an abstract of the entire Bible and a summary of the history of God's people.
Amen.
Also, is also a portrait of the personal history of every believer.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm like you. When I first read through Genesis 49, 1 through 20, I actually skimmed through it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand.
Yeah.
But when it's open to you, you realize, wow, this is a summary of the Bible.
Yeah.
This also speaks of my own personal history.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So, as a summary of the Bible, it begins with Reuben, and Simeon and Levi and Judah and these sinners. And what do we see at the end? The conclusion of this of verse 28 actually mirrors the conclusion of the Bible. You see God's eternal blessing.
Amen.
And His eternal dwelling place.
Amen.
In Joseph and Benjamin. So I just appreciate this morning, you know, as a personal recordation of our own history, We experience each and every one of these stages.
Amen.
We experience the sin of the first four sons, the first six sons, first seven sons. Right? But actually, those experiences lead us and mature us, and you see the progression, and it's really a wonderful progression. You know, I really enjoyed the speaking of Asher, dipping, having the riches and being able to dip his feet in oil. And I enjoy Naphtali with the strength of the hind, leaping in resurrection.
Amen.
And I enjoy Joseph as a ruling and reigning one who's brought in God's eternal blessing.
Amen.
And this morning, actually, as I was going through, I was just thinking, it says, for Benjamin, Jehovah is his neighbor.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jehovah is your neighbor?
Yeah.
I actually thought, what if God was right next door? Isn't that amazing? But not only is God his neighbor, he's God's dwelling place.
Amen.
Jerusalem was in Benjamin.
Yeah.
Meaning that God's dwelling place on earth was with Benjamin.
Amen.
So how could you not enjoy all these pictures, right? Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
But actually, before you got there, before you get there, you have to go through all these other experiences. You have to go through the experience of being a fallen sinner, but eventually being transformed into a priest.
Mm.
From being one who's murderous to being one who's a king.
Amen.
And even to being one who's victorious in an individualistic way to becoming victorious
in a corporate way.
Amen.
You know, I just there's one section in here speaking about Gad. I wonder if I can find it. really impressed me because it was something that for some reason I was considering. Actually, I was driving by the meeting hall, I think on Thursday, with my daughter, and I was thinking, you know, it can be. There's a price to be paid,
yeah,
right, in living the church life. And it says here the reason for Gad's success was that he let go of his own enjoyment in order to take care of the body. And so I had a prayer this week that was, you know, I just said, Lord, let me let go of my own enjoyment for the body.
Amen.
And you know, and when I prayed it, I was really asking the Lord, I can never do this.
Right.
I can never let go of my own enjoyment.
Yeah.
But Lord, you need to work something out in me that would give me such a love and care for your body.
Amen.
That I'd be able to let go of my own enjoyment.
Amen.
And then this morning, the refreshment.
Amen.
The Lord speaking. This is a progression of all of the believers.
Amen.
So we do go eventually from Dan to Gad.
Amen.
And then from Gad to Asher.
Amen.
Then to from Asher to Naphtali.
Amen.
Then from Naphtali to Joseph.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Eventually we become Benjamin.
Isn't this
wonderful? I just, you know, I appreciate so much the Lord's refreshing.
Yeah.
I really felt like this morning we were just around being refreshed,
yeah,
refreshing one another.
Amen.
And hallelujah for the Lord's way.
Amen.
Anyways, praise the Lord.